Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 5th of February. The Redemption of the Body. The third phase of redemption is the redemption of the body at the second coming of Christ. This is the fulfillment of the adoption. Describing this culmination of redemption and adoption, Paul wrote, "Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." In this passage, Paul was referring to the second coming of Christ, when we are made incorruptible and immortal. We then put on our heavenly body and become completely spiritual in body, soul, and spirit, just as Christ was when he rose from the dead after 3 days and three nights in the tomb. At this point, we are no longer a first fruits of the Spirit people who are members of Christ's body. Rather, we have proceeded from him to be his bride, the heavenly Jerusalem. Each person is a temple of the Holy Spirit, proceeding from the throne of the Father and the Lamb, as the expression of the river of life that flows out from the offering life of Yahweh Elohim. This is the order of life for the rest of eternity in the new heavens and earth, for those who belong to the bride city, the New Jerusalem. The temple of Christ's body will have completed its work. Its dispensation will end, leaving the Father and the Son together, ruling from one throne from which the life of God will proceed to us and from us as a river of life. This river will sustain the ever-increasing multitude that is within the kingdom of God. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 8 verses 23 to 25 and Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 to 5. For further study, Romans chapter 8.